There's got to be an explanation to all these UFO sightings, right? Hey, it's Stephen Diener, host of the Unidentified Alien Podcast. And whether you're new to the conversation or have been looking into it for years, you need to check out the fastest growing alien show out there, the Unidentified Alien Podcast, or UAP for short. There's a crazy amount of alien encounter stories out there from all over the world. And the beauty of it is that I bring them all to you and let you decide what you believe. Download and subscribe to UAP on any of the major podcasting platforms. And you can also find it on UAPpodcast.com.
What do we got going on this segment, guys?
We have to revisit a gossip sliding doors story from yesterday. And that's Jessica Simpson, who did not include this chapter in her book, Open Book, which Julia read. And everyone I know who read that book loved it because it was such a good mix of what you want in a memoir.
It dished. She dished.
Yes.
She dished because she was at going to be a Disney star with all the main people.
She had a lot of good stuff to dish on.
She did.
So the gossip sliding door story that just got everybody going, and I want to just say thank you for the excellent gossip gift, Jessica Simpson.
Yes.
It's just so fun. I want to continue with gossip stories that are fun. I really feel like 2022, with the exception of Johnny Depp and Amber Heard, there were so many fun gossip stories.
Yeah.
Like, you didn't feel like anyone was getting hurt or, you know, bullied or picked on. I mean, I just love it. So Jessica Simpson,
we had two conservatorships go away, which were great to talk about.
Yeah, just all this good stuff. So, Jessica Simpson's this movie star thing, which it's on Amazon Original Stories. And it's just called Movie Star, and it's about this guy that she met who was an A-list movie star, and they had immediate connection, and she was like on a little breakup with Nick, and she was so didn't know what to do, because this guy is older than she is, you know, and she's 21 at the time, and then they don't meet till 5 years later in 2006 at the Beverly Hills Hotel, and he kissed her, and she felt it all the way to the bottom of her wedges. Oh, yeah. We kind of gave her grief about, well, let's admit it, she did make a lot of money off of her Jessica Simpson wedges. So if she wants to mention wedges in her storytelling, I'm all for it. And I really thought without any, I just wanted it to be true because I didn't even bother Googling the 2001 VMAs. I wanted it to be Ben Affleck.
You did. But a lot of listeners let us know yesterday that they totally thought it was Mark Wahlberg.
Mark Wahlberg.
And I have to tell you one thing, though, about this little excerpt. This little excerpt that she's released on Audible, it costs one credit. That's one book that would cost like $20. An entire robbery. It's 52 minutes. And you would pay $20 for that.
Yeah, well, not too many people probably paid for
it. Oh, my gosh.
You know, or maybe a lot of people did, but so many people wrote about it.
Yep.
It's just a little gossip gift. And she specifically said they met at the Man Ray party after the VMAs. So people were scrolling through all of this. And yes, it does seem like all signs point to Mark Wahlberg, even though I don't consider him A-list movie star. But at this time period, he would have been. Boogie Nights, Three Kings, The Perfect Storm, Planet of the Apes. But the person who's not happy about excellent gossip gift, because of the timing and the details that Jessica gives,
would be his wife.
His girlfriend.
Oh, his girlfriend. They weren't married.
They were not married, but she was pregnant with their second child in 2006. And she and Mark went to the Golden Globes. And that's, Jessica Simpson writes, it wasn't until I saw him on the red carpet that I realized I was the side chick. I saw a photo of a movie star on a red carpet with her. I was never in a million years going to be the other woman. And there were always rumors that Mark stepped out on this Rhea, his longtime girlfriend. In 2006, I think this was her second kid. They weren't even married.
Right. They didn't get married till 2009. Lori, we saw them on the corner of the parking lot ramp and talked to them outside of the SAG Awards.
Well, I don't know if you could talk to him. He looked through us and
he did.
Knew Tanya.
Yes, he did.
He was very rude. But Rhea is not going to be happy with this movie star story.
No.
No, because it was while she was pregnant. Yeah.
It's pointing directly to him.
It's pointing directly to him. And also, I mean, I think people have thoroughly enjoyed being internet gossip detectives and looking back.
Yeah.
But he could have convinced Jessica that the relationship was winding down and she wanted to believe him, and he wasn't married to her. And it might not have been public knowledge that, you know, she was pregnant with their second child or whatever. But there was one thing that she left out of her story that points also to Mark Wahlberg. Like, it's, she left out something in the story. Here it is. One thing. Here's the one thing. This is internet gossip detective. She doesn't mention running into the movie star between the Man Ray party in 2001 and then 2006 in the Beverly Hills Hotel. But she was photographed with Mark Wahlberg at the 2003 MTV Movie Awards. So maybe she didn't include that, because that would have been, that would have made it too obvious. You know, I'm just saying.
Yeah.
She didn't mention that. So, like, that's how she could just say, you know, allegedly all of this stuff. But she drops a lot of good little things. But that Rhea, I feel like Mark Wahlberg is in the doghouse today. And maybe we should dedicate this song to him. This band is at the Mystic late tonight. Julia overruled us singing with it, but it is like one of the all-time best and worst songs of all time.
Let me hear it.
I mean, I would go to Mystic just to sing out loud with the crowd to this song. Anyway, I don't know why I felt that that song went with the gossip sliding door of Jessica Simpson's movie star story, which has Mark Wahlberg in a big, big doghouse today.
And he's been claiming the whole Lord thing a lot lately. Yeah. I mean, sitting on the side of the Lord. I'm not saying, you know, by all means, do what you got to do, buddy. But you better be ready for something.
you can only imagine the gossip on this in Hollywood about Jessica Simpson. She put in too many clues.
Yeah, she did. Too many clues. I Wikipedia the VMAs.
A second.
And then my first guess was him right away. I mean, I just looked, it was there. And then
Grant,
I saw the picture.
You're a new internet gossip detective.
Yes. And it didn't take me that long. So he's sitting dirty right now.
Yeah, he really is. All right. We'll be right back.
Gang, it's us talking about learning our ex. And you know, you were just talking about one of our nieces that you guys love to watch a program together, Outer Banks. Well, she went through learning RX when she was maybe in like seventh grade. And my sister in Montana didn't have so many choices because we have seven locations in the Twin Cities, including Hudson.
And Zoom wasn't an option.
It wasn't.
Yeah.
And so my sister would drive from Bozeman to Helena like two times a week to take her to the training. But she would have never been.
She wouldn't be in nursing school.
She wouldn't
right
be
now.
In nursing school taking 21 credits plus doing the live clinicals and everything else she does. I mean, it's really,
it changed her life because she thought she was dumb,
couldn't take tests, studied, she thought everything she did was wrong. No confidence. And I'm telling you, Learning Rx works. Invest in your loved one, which might be your child now. Call Learning Rx to set up your assessment. 50% off when you mention Lori and Julia. The assessment is Learning Rx.
Julia's random thoughts.
He looks like that puppet. I don't know. He's had cheeky implants. It's just random. That's all it is.
Okay, so we are in February. Today is the 3rd, if you're keeping track at home. And
did you say February?
February.
Okay.
February. You know, the football player, Damar Hamlin, for whatever team it was,
Buffalo
Grant.
Bills.
Yep. Had CPR on the field.
Oh,
and
yeah.
He was revived.
Yeah, the guy whose heart stopped.
Yep.
So Sheryl Crow, who I think is, what is she going to be on?
The Grammys.
Yeah, she's at the Grammys. Mm-hmm. She sat down and she did an interview and she participated in Go Red for Feb because red is American heart disease.
We forgot to. I have red underwear on.
Hey.
I have on red thongs. Yeah, I do too today. Yeah.
Well, look, it's the two of you.
It's Friday. It's Friday.
I don't have a red thong on, unfortunately.
Right. I'm so glad.
But, you know, more women are killed by heart disease every year than any other thing. And so
Marie Presley.
Yes. Cardiovascular disease. And so she is talking about that she was inspired after watching him get CPR on the field to learn CPR. And I'm wondering, I know we do have some certified CPR people in our building because I think there used to be a list by the coffee machine.
Yeah.
But I just want to let people know, because it's kind of piqued my interest. There is a website. There's Minnesota CPR training calendar that you can sign up for classes, and they're all over the Twin Cities area. And also, you know, Red Cross and Memorial Blood Drive, they'll have information on it too. But I think, you know, if you're wanting...
It's harder than it looks.
It would be something, I think...
A lot of companies offer free training too. Yeah. You should check with your work. Like we do here. We do the ability to take a class here and get certified. I know that if you work at a company, you might just inquire. Your company might give you a free class, but this is great. So this is related to February being Red Month.
Cardiovascular disease in women goes undetected so much is one of the number one killers. So I just thought that was kind of
like a widowmaker kind of a thing where you don't even know it and boom.
Wow. Yeah. Yeah. So I just thought that was good to know because I'm kind of interested in taking CPR.
Well, your brother, Casey, can show you.
Yeah, you're right.
Oh, yeah,
but he couldn't certify me. But Casey,
couldn't certify you, but he could show you how to do it.
Yes, I kind of thought that was a good one to know.
Because I asked him once, I said, do you get your ribs broken? He said, all the time.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, because you had, just to get in there and get the boom, boom, boom.
Oh.
I mean, we've all seen it done.
We've seen it on TV shows.
Plug the nose, do the mouth, you know. All that kind of stuff,
but
the pumping up and down, just trying to
so
get a
many
rhythm.
Times and then, but yeah, it's like really. I was like, "Oh, I just Casey. I hope you're always with me in an emergency."
Right. I love that, Lori. Yeah. I hope you're always with me. Okay, so this is something that's kind of funny, and if you're just wondering, I know Grant, you've got pets. Mm-hmm. Lori and I don't right now. But what do pets like
right
to
now,
watch?
What do they like to watch?
Yeah.
They like to watch you. They like to watch out the window.
On TV.
Oh, what do they like to
watch? You're so funny. I love this. Like, Lori's the pet. The pet whisperer's here. Call Lori.
She
had a pet in high school.
Yeah.
Contrary to what most people think, that you'd want your dogs to watch other animals and have other animals. That gives high anxiety to my dogs because they freak out thinking like
they're real.
They're real, and they start barking at the TV. So we honestly leave a sitcom on Friends, and we keep it low. not high.
Here's the
high
top
volume.
Right, but Grant, here's the top things they like to watch: football, soccer, basketball, baseball, and golf.
Yeah, golf especially.
All the relaxing, nappy things.
Golf is the best.
Golf
is the best. And bowling rank last, followed by NASCAR.
The noise.
It's the noise.
And hockey, too. Hockey has
too much noise.
There's a din of that ice skating. Mm-hmm.
Yep, you're right. Yeah, we do leave sports on. But good call.
So in case you're wondering, you know, you feel bad leaving your pet home. They do like to watch that. Yellowstone names are third. You know, it's been 3 years, 4 years since Yellowstone's been out. Top names now, Dutton.
Love it.
Dutton, Rip, Casey. Now, my brother's Casey, who Laura's married to, but they are spelling it K-A-Y-C-E instead of K-C-A-S-E-Y.
Well, or be cool and just use the initials.
That's my good buddy.
Like a branding. That's how I do it.
Yeah. That's my buddy does it. Yeah.
And then Laramie, Walker, and Tate.
All right.
If you're wondering.
What about Beth? Why isn't Beth making a comeback?
Hell yeah.
Beth should.
Yeah, I like that.
Beth should make a comeback. Other things that are happening is a restaurant in Arizona. They got in a little bit of trouble because the manager sent out a email to the employees because the Super Bowl is coming there next week. And he said they're bracing for the worst because Philadelphia Eagle fans are known to be the most obnoxious, rude fans in the country.
I hope they don't destroy Old Town.
Mm. No, he said, but the manager took the high road and urged his employees to show them a great time. Make sure we prepare ourselves with their brashness and show them a wonderful time.
Yeah. Hey. You know, the way they treated the Vikings fans back in 2018 when we went there for the NFC Championship was beyond rude. The way that they did it to the San Francisco fans, there's a player for the San Francisco 49ers. His wife said that she felt her life was threatened at that stadium and she will never, ever step
there again.
At Sun Devil Stadium or
not
whatever
at Sun
they
Devil
call
Stadium,
it?
No, Eagle Stadium.
Well, they do have a judge in a jail.
They have their own prison in that stadium.
They have a judge in a jail.
Yeah,
just haul people down like drunk. It's like night court.
Yes, but the ones that were here for the Super Bowl when it was here, I was at that game. They were surprisingly really, really nice people.
Well,
so I have to say that. But
yeah, But I guess in the home turf, that just there's something the Eagles fans whip each other up into a frenzy.
Oh, I know. No, I don't want to go ever.
No, I wouldn't.
That's not on my sports bucket list at
all. No, to get beat up at a game?
Nope.
To go to a game where people are all together and feeling mobbish and feverish.
And that's the biggest place in sports that is done.
The mobbed fever.
Yeah, the mob fever. Everywhere else you can pretty much go. Maybe Boston you might get it a little bit, but
I mean, one time I got kind of caught in a mosh situation at First Avenue, and that was mobbish and feverish enough. Me no likey.
No.
I did not like that.
Okay, so we got something from a listener the other day who said, you know, because we were talking about the price of the Madonna tickets, the price of all, how expensive it is to do everything. And she goes, I'm telling you what, I'm so excited. I'm going to see Smokey Robinson at Hinckley Grand Casino.
Oh, wow.
My gosh.
That would be, he's going to be there March 4th. No. When is he going to be there? I don't know when he's going to be there. That would be really fun.
He's being honored at the Grammys.
Yep.
He is a legend. I mean,
he would be someone to see.
His voice sounds so great. Grant posted something today that we found. It's like after they're done recording We Are the World, whenever that was in 85. So it's Dylan, it's Smokey Robinson, it's Stevie Wonder, it's Cindy, it's all these people, but Harry Belafonte, impromptu start singing Deo to Belafonte because it's his birthday.
Oh, wonderful.
But it's Smokey Robinson and Stevie Wonder who are taking the lead. And Smokey Robinson with all that hair and that mustache and his voice, he's got an amazing instrument.
And
Okay,
ahead.
Do you have it?
Yeah.
So it's a Saturday night at Grand Casino, April 29th.
Or 29th,
29th. And, you know, he was part of that All Souls tribute that Robin Roberts did in the history on black performers in Las Vegas that was on the other night, which I watched. And that was interesting.
Oh, yeah. And I mean,
that was very interesting.
Smokey has got to be 80.
But he looks like he's
60
at the most.
Yeah, no, I know.
And he has this
permanent
eyeliner under his eyes.
He really does.
But I'm telling you, that would be really fun. And the tickets are like $63. I mean,
And it would be an overnight.
Yeah, that would be a fun. Mm-hmm. That'd be a fun little getaway. If people are looking for a Valentine's gift, that would be a fun little getaway.
And I always think it's nice to have a little something planned in April because it's an endless month.
Winter isn't over. It goes on till May.
Never ends.
All right, everybody. Here is a testimonial from Ali, who worked with Torben at First Equity Mortgage. I appreciated Torben's willingness to answer all of my questions.
All of my questions.
He never made me feel silly for not understanding something. He worked hard to find me a wonderful, I can't read his writing, a program that he wouldn't have known of, but he qualified for, which I appreciate as well. He is definitely recommended. I would recommend him to others because he worked over and above to try to find the right loan that fit his specific needs. And I think that's what First Equity does. They really try to find the perfect thing that fits your needs, fits your lifestyle.
What's your income? You know, you might be able to get into a loan based on what you earn. And how are you going to know that?
And 100% being prepared is what you need if you're going to buy a home these days in the Twin Cities. That's First Equity. Keyword, David at my talk.
Hey, Julia.
All right, honey.
Julia.
Yes.
Tommy Lee's wife.
Tommy Lee, the rocker.
Yes, Pamela Anderson's ex. You know, Pamela Anderson's been in the news the last few days.
Just a bit.
And, you know, Tommy Lee's wife used to be a Vine personality.
Yes, she was.
Anyway.
Got
on TikTok and used a 90s Pam makeup filter on herself and repeatedly said, oh, while Lee sat next to her not paying attention, and then she wrote over the clip, Pam, if I died. Mm. And then she quickly, you know, took it down.
What does that mean?
Well,
I don't even understand.
I think it means that someone is jealous and she doesn't like
understand. And Pamela Anderson addressed that. Remember, Grant? She says, I think that he's not, you know, his wife is not going to be happy with this, and I apologize, but this is my true feelings. Mm-hmm. And
I mean,
basically,
look at that. How nice is that? That's pretty classy to include that.
And yes. And basically, though, we both got the same feeling that if Tommy Lee was in a good place,
yep,
and had some sobriety, mm-hmm, of whatever sort it would be, I don't know what his issues are,
they'd be
she
back
would
together.
Be, and yes, not married, they would be back together.
Yeah.
She said it, and like, remember, she walked away. She was like, she could even barely tell her son that your father, his father was the one true love of her life.
And again, but she was, it was the adrenaline. Yeah. It was the cycle, because that was what she grew up on.
Yeah. Well, people did not like that, because people were just like, Pam has kind of been respectful about you, lady.
Yes, and the lady is kind
of, and even
like,
in interviews and stuff, she's like, I apologize.
She's probably feeling extremely insecure.
Well, she looked extremely insecure in this video.
Yeah.
She really, really did. And I just thought, how much younger is she than Tommy Lee?
I don't know, but he probably has arrested development, Laurie.
Oh, you
so
know
So he's probably like 24 anyway.
She's 36.
Yeah. Well, he's 24.
He's 60.
He is 60,
He's 60.
And he's been rode hard.
And I bet she feels vulnerable with him, because
100%.
He might want to be relaxed and with Pamela again.
Oh, yeah.
I'm telling you.
Yeah, I could see all
I could see this could come back around.
But it's more because these two are at the wrong time of their lives for each other.
Yeah.
Sort of what I think, you know. She's 36, and she's settled
with
a
60-year-old. If you watch your husband's ex-wife, who is Pamela Anderson, say, I really loved him.
Oh, my God.
I'd sit there and be like, oh.
Yeah. But too bad one of her friends, no one could talk, you know, like, just don't show the world, don't show anything. Because, anyway, so that's what that's showing.
It's that damn phone. People just like to touch it at the wrong time.
Yeah.
Post.
Now, this, I just, make of it what you will. Holly Madison explains why she was never on birth control while she was with Hugh Hefner.
And she was one of the girls next door in Playboy Bunny.
I mean, isn't it obvious?
Mm-hmm.
That sperm didn't work, and he'd had a vasectomy years ago. Okay?
Right.
But, you know, probably the vasectomy. After he had his two sons, he got clipped, you guys. Are you kidding me? With that many women coming and going through his bedroom, do you think he's going to take a chance with paying child support and impregnating bunnies all over his ranch?
This is when you wished you would have worked with us, Grant, when we were in Vegas and we interviewed her in person.
Oh, my gosh.
She was so gorgeous.
Oh, my gosh.
And her breasts were so beautiful.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, you would have died, Grant.
Donnie's
tongue had to roll back in his mouth.
Jerry Springer was on.
And Marie
then
Osmond.
Holly Madison.
And Marie Osmond.
Yeah, we had three people that day. Yeah, that was
a day.
Wow.
And I read her book and stuff.
You did.
But definitely he had a vasectomy after he was married to Kimberly.
Yeah.
And they had the two kids.
Yeah.
So we don't.
Especially with him. Yeah.
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 Okay. Khloe Kardashian gets cryptic amid Tristan Thompson reconciliation rumors.
Mm-mm.
Okay. She.
Have you heard that those two, that he's. Yeah. Here's what she posted. A series on her of just quotes on Instagram stories.
We were already talking about this today.
Please tell me we never do this.
We don't, Lori.
Okay, good. Here's what she, a woman that found peace instead of revenge can never be bothered. The most beautiful soul you will ever find is one who's experienced loss but continues to have faith. I'm one who's experienced failure, but continues to pursue their dreams. Namaste, Grasapa. I don't know.
Enough.
Do people go to Chloe for these things?
I was going to say no.
Why?
But I just want to say something.
The Tristan Thompson reconciliation
rumors. I feel really sad for her if she's entertaining this again. She's been hurt so badly by this guy. I don't know why she doesn't love herself enough. I really don't. She's gorgeous. She's worked so hard. She has two children, and I understand romanticizing everything and wanting to have a family. But at the same time, this man has dogged her so many times.
He cannot be trusted.
Don't touch that.
His D cannot be trusted.
No, he can't.
At all.
He's already burned her like three times. And I just feel bad for her, to be honest.
Well, that's because she spends too much time going through books, reading these kinds of quotes, and then sharing them on her Instagram stories, and then going back and forth with people. That's so beautiful. Who really? Said that? I mean,
she needs to go to therapy. She needs to love herself.
Get to the bottom of what her daddy issue is that she keeps wanting to get together with people who are
unavailable.
Yeah.
And cheaters.
It's just, you know,
it's sad.
It's too many.
Yeah.
It's too much. We can't take it. Rupert Everett, Prince Harry fibbing about the macho stallion virginity loss.
Okay, Rupert Everett, now if you remember him, the moment I wake up, he was in my best friend's wedding, and he was Julia Roberts' best friend. Mm-hmm. And he kind of got sour pussy, if you remember, and kind of negativity,
yes.
You know, negging people.
Right.
And he really just... was a sourpuss.
He mm-hmm. had things to say about Madonna.
He did. That's who it was, Madonna.
He had some things very catty.
But I kind of appreciate it.
Yes,
but now,
course.
What does this mean? What he's even saying?
Well, I mean, basically, a source close to the Duke said, "Well, it's amazing that Rupert would know such a personal detail better than Prince Harry himself." He just was asked about it, and he scoffed at more of the language that, you know, this woman mounted him like a stallion or whatever.
It really was.
It was florid language. I think that's what
it was.
Rupert,
polo sex language, really.
Kind of. And yeah. I think Rupert also is calling out, he's not sure that Prince Harry could have gotten it on behind
a stall.
No, but like they have these outbuildings and stuff. You've been to the. Yeah. It's totally believable. If it's dark, you can sneak around an outbuilding anywhere.
You can be in.
You can do all kinds of things at dusk and dark. Offering-